Welcome to Pharmacology Roundtable. I'm Dr. Victor Roberts, and today we're diving into a topic that's incredibly vital, yet often misunderstood: heart failure management. It's not just about the heart, it's about understanding the entire system at play.
Absolutely. Heart failure can feel like a puzzle, and we're here to help put the pieces together. It's fascinating how pharmacotherapy can make such a difference in patients' lives.
Right on. We'll explore how medications like diuretics and inotropes don't just treat symptoms, but can also improve overall quality of life. It's all about finding the right balance.
Exactly. So let's follow the cascade of how these medications work, starting with the basics of heart failure itself. Understanding the pathophysiology is key to grasping why we use certain drugs. Stay tuned. All right, let's dive into understanding heart failure. At its core, heart failure is when the heart can't pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. It's like a factory that's running at half capacity. No matter how hard it tries, it just can't keep up.
Right on, and there are actually different types of heart failure. We often hear about heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, or HFrEF, and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, known as HFpEF. It's like choosing between two different flavors of ice cream. Both are heart failure, but they have distinct characteristics.
Spot on. HFrEF is when the heart muscle is weakened and can't pump effectively, while HFpEF occurs when the heart is stiff and doesn't fill properly. Both conditions can lead to similar symptoms, like shortness of breath and fatigue, but the underlying mechanisms are quite different.
Exactly. This distinction is crucial because it influences treatment decisions. Pharmacotherapy plays a significant role in managing both types, aiming to improve symptoms and enhance quality of life. We're not just treating the heart, we're addressing the entire patient.
No kidding! Plus, understanding the pathophysiology helps us appreciate why certain medications work better for one type over the other. It's all interconnected, like a web of pathways and feedback loops.
Speaking of connections, heart failure can lead to other complications, such as kidney dysfunction and arrhythmias. This is why a comprehensive approach is so important. It's all written in the code of patient care.
So let's talk about diuretics in heart failure management. These medications are crucial for relieving symptoms related to fluid overload, which is a common issue in heart failure patients. Think of them as the body's drainage system, helping to remove excess fluid and reduce strain on the heart.
Right on! Diuretics work primarily by increasing urine production in the kidneys. This helps lower blood volume, which can ease symptoms like swelling and shortness of breath. It's like giving the heart a little breather.
Spot on! There are different classes of diuretics, but loop diuretics, like furosemide, are often the go-to choice in heart failure. They're potent and effective, especially when patients are experiencing significant fluid retention.
Exactly. But it's not just about prescribing them. We also need to consider dosing strategies and monitoring. Too much diuretic can lead to dehydration or electrolyte imbalances. It's a fine line we walk.
No kidding! And we have to keep an eye on kidney function too. It's like juggling. Too many balls in the air and something might drop.
Speaking of monitoring, regular follow-ups are essential. We want to ensure that patients are getting the relief they need without compromising their overall health. It's all written in the code of good patient care.
Next up, let's dive into inotropes and their role in heart failure management. These medications are particularly interesting because they directly affect the heart's contractility. In simple terms, they help the heart pump more effectively, which can be a game changer for patients with severe heart failure.
Fair point. Inotropes can be lifesavers in acute settings. They're often used when patients are in decompensated heart failure, where the heart isn't pumping enough blood to meet the body's needs. It's like giving the heart a little boost when it's struggling.
Right on. There are different types of inotropes, like dobutamine and milrinone, each with unique mechanisms of action. Dobutamine increases heart rate and contractility, while milrinone also dilates blood vessels, which can reduce the workload on the heart.
Exactly. But we need to be cautious. While inotropes can improve symptoms in the short term, they can also lead to complications, such as arrhythmias or increased myocardial oxygen demand. It's a balancing act.
No kidding! And that's why we have to carefully monitor patients on these medications. It's not just about giving a dose and walking away. We need to be vigilant about their response.
Speaking of monitoring, assessing the patient's overall condition is crucial. It's all written in the Code of Effective Treatment. Understanding when to use inotropes and when to hold back is key to optimizing outcomes.
All right, let's shift gears and discuss the safety and side effects of diuretics and inotropes. Both classes of medications can be incredibly effective, but they come with their own set of risks. For instance, diuretics can lead to electrolyte imbalances, dehydration, and even renal dysfunction if not monitored properly.
Fair point. It's like a balancing act. Too much fluid removal can leave patients feeling worse instead of better. And we can't forget about potassium levels. Hypokalemia is a common concern with certain diuretics.
Spot on. Monitoring is key. We need to regularly check kidney function and electrolytes, especially in patients who are on multiple medications. It's all about finding that sweet spot where the patient feels better without tipping the scales into complications.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to inotropes, the risks can be a bit different. While they can improve heart contractility, they may also increase the risk of arrhythmias and myocardial oxygen demand. It's crucial to weigh the benefits against these potential side effects.
No kidding! And that's why we need to tailor our approach for each patient. What works wonders for one might not be suitable for another. It's like choosing the right tool for a specific job.
Speaking of tools, having a clear monitoring strategy in place can help mitigate these risks. It's all written in the Code of Patient Safety. Understanding the nuances of each medication is essential for effective treatment.
So let's talk about drug interactions and polypharmacy in heart failure management. This is a critical area, especially since many patients with heart failure are older and often take multiple medications for various conditions. It's like a complex puzzle where each piece needs to fit just right.
Fair point. With so many medications, the risk of interactions increases. For example, diuretics can interact with other drugs that affect kidney function, leading to complications. It's like trying to balance a tower of blocks. One wrong move and it all comes crashing down.
Right on. Plus, we have to consider how these interactions can affect the efficacy of heart failure treatments. If a patient is on a medication that counteracts their diuretic, for instance, it can worsen fluid overload. Monitoring is key here.
Exactly. One strategy for managing polypharmacy is to regularly review all medications a patient is taking. This can help identify potential interactions and streamline their regimen. It's about simplifying without compromising care.
No kidding, and we should also involve patients in this process. Educating them about their medications can empower them to report any side effects or concerns. It's like giving them a backstage pass to their own health.
Speaking of empowerment, keeping an open line of communication with patients is essential. It's all written in the Code of Effective Care. Understanding their full medication landscape helps us tailor treatments more safely and effectively.
All right. Let's delve into some clinical pearls and decision-making strategies for managing heart failure. One of the key takeaways is the importance of individualized treatment plans. Every patient is different, and their response to medications can vary widely.
Fair point! It's crucial to consider not just the heart failure itself, but also any comorbidities. For example, a patient with diabetes might require a different approach than one with chronic kidney disease. It's like customizing a recipe to fit the ingredients you have.
Spot on. Monitoring patient adherence is another vital aspect. If patients don't understand their treatment plan or feel overwhelmed, they might not take their medications as prescribed. Education is key. Helping them see the value in their treatment can make a huge difference.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the role of regular follow-ups. These visits are opportunities to reassess treatment effectiveness and make necessary adjustments. It's all about keeping that feedback loop open.
No kidding! Plus, using tools like flowcharts can help visualize treatment pathways for patients. It's like creating a map for their journey to better health.
Speaking of journeys, we should also keep an eye on emerging therapies. Staying updated on new research can help us provide the best care possible. It's all written in the code of modern medicine. Adapting to new information is essential for improving patient outcomes.
So, as we wrap up today's discussion, let's recap the key pharmacologic principles we've covered regarding heart failure management. We've explored the roles of diuretics and inotropes, highlighting how they work to alleviate symptoms and improve patient outcomes. It's all about understanding the underlying mechanisms and tailoring treatments to individual needs.
Right on. We've also talked about the importance of monitoring for side effects and drug interactions, especially since many patients are on multiple medications. It's like being a detective, always on the lookout for clues that could lead to better care.
Fair point. And let's not overlook the significance of patient education and engagement. When patients understand their treatment plans, they're more likely to adhere to them, which can lead to better health outcomes.
Exactly. Moving forward, it's essential to stay updated on emerging therapies and research in heart failure management. The field is constantly evolving, and new findings can significantly impact our practices.
Speaking of evolution, I can't wait to see how future therapies will change the landscape of heart failure treatment. It's an exciting time to be in medicine.
Well said. We encourage our listeners to keep exploring and learning about these advancements. Remember, it's all written in the code of progress. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll tune in for our next episode.